At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a swing and a miss. They get 10 strikeouts for Nick Pivetta.
Don Orsillo, courtesy of Padres TV. Where would the Padres be this season without Nick Pivetta? Just a brilliant game yesterday. A quick game yesterday. In fact, I think it took us longer to leave the parking lot.
I felt that
than
way.
It did to watch the game. Hey, Tam and I went to a game together yesterday.
I know. It was exciting.
We haven't been to a lot of games together. Let's put it that way.
We haven't been to many together. Correct.
Padres won a wonderful game. 1-0 yesterday. Very quick. Producer Jessica, what is my record this year now? At Petco Park.
Oh, so we're doing just Petco Park. Because I put in your loss when you were in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't count Arizona. It was too hot.
Okay.
It was too hot.
To 110 degrees doesn't count.
I have 10-3.
Nice job.
If I was a baseball team, I'd probably be in first place.
And you're also in first place in another contest.
John, we're keeping score here. Not of the Padres, but the score of how many people recognize John and how many recognize Tammy. Right now I'm at 4, and you're at?
I'm at 8.
So I have half as much as you.
Hold on, let me check your math.
That's correct.
Hang on, carry the one. Yeah, that's half. All right.
All right. I know you're going to win, but it'll be fun to keep score.
Stop. It means does not mean I'm more popular than you. Stop saying stuff like that.
I know that. It's all good.
Do you? Because there's doubt all over your face. Go Padres! Don't be sad, Tammy. It's hardly fair.
I'm not sad.
How many Padres games have you been? This is your third?
My third game this year.
Which is probably the most you've been to in a while, huh?
Yeah, in a while, for sure.
Yeah, so I think I've been to more. So
yes,
that's a lot more.
More people recognize you. They're used to you being there. They're not used to, who is that? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Is that Tammy?
Well, I'm loud, too. You heard me. I have no choice but to notice me.
There were two of my favorite moments from the game yesterday.
Okay.
One was when they challenged the call on Tatis Jr. when the initial call was safe and they did the replay and it was so close and they showed it a bunch of times and it took them a very long time to come to the decision that the call on the field was the correct one.
That was the highlight for
you? That was exciting to me because I've never seen one take that long.
I've never heard anyone say the highlight of the game was the
so
challenge
cool.
of the play.
I loved it. There was a lot of tension waiting for it, so I liked that.
So what was your other highlight?
Other highlight was, of course, my guy Jackson Merrill making the final out for the Padres win. Jackson Merrill looks so much like my older son.
He does. It's very weird.
It is weird. And yesterday,
if your older son was like a foot taller and like a supreme athlete,
yes,
it would be Jackson Merrill.
Yes, it's crazy. And the weird thing is when we got home yesterday, all of a sudden we got a FaceTime call and it was my son. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, dude, you need to look up Jackson Merrill because he lives in Nevada. I'm like, you have to check him out because you have a younger brother you didn't know about.
Padres have the day off today and are back at it tomorrow as they are traveling to the fabulous city of Cincinnati. East Coast Times, by the way. So the first game tomorrow is at 4:10 on our sister station at 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Steve is in Santee. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Steve, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, go take a break.
All right, good luck.
Steve, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Taylor Swift made a rare appearance in Nashville alongside Kane Brown during her boyfriend Travis Kelce's T.E. and Friends concert. She performed Shake It Off. What does T.E. stand for?
Hide In.
Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube. Ice Cube played Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum's boss in what movie? I'll accept two answers.
I have no idea.
The Boy Is Mine tour was announced yesterday with special guest opener Kelly Rowland. What girl group was Kelly a member of?
Destiny's Child.
After 14 years of marriage, Dermot Mulroney and his wife are calling it quits. Dermot currently plays Chief Dom Pascal on Chicago Fire. What network airs Chicago Fire? ABC, CBS, or NBC?
NBC.
And finally, The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on an expose that the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the actor who played Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network is coming back. Who is that actor?
Oh, shoot. I know. I don't know his name.
Okay. Let's get Tam back in.
Yeah.
So, Steve, what's happening with you today, pal?
Just driving to work, John. I do steel fabrication.
Okay. All right.
I listen to you guys every morning, so this is my drive to work.
We appreciate you very much, man. Thank you for our job. Steve did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Steve.
Taylor Swift made a rare appearance in Nashville alongside Kane Brown during her boyfriend's T.E. and Friends concert. She performed Shake It Off. What does T.E. stand for?
Tight end.
Yeah, that's right. It's an event for NFL tight ends. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and Greg Olsen founded it in 2021. It's turning into a huge thing, I guess.
The only reason I know the name Greg Olsen is because I had him a lot when I played fantasy football.
Yeah, good. Good call. Greg Olsen was great. It's 1-1.
Panthers, right?
Yeah, he played for the Panthers. He played for the Bears. Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube. Ice Cube played Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum's boss in what movie? I'll take one of two answers.
Was it Miami Vice? No, it was
21
Jump Street.
Or 22 Jump Street.
Dang it.
Still 1-1. The Boy Is Mine tour was announced yesterday with special guest opener Kelly Rowland. What girl group was Kelly a member of?
Destiny's Child.
That is right. Steve knew that. It's 2-2. Kimmy, after 14 years of marriage, Dermot Mulroney and his wife are calling it quits. Dermot currently plays Chief Dom Pascal on Chicago Fire. What network airs Chicago Fire? ABC, CBS, or NBC?
CBS?
It's NBC. It is NBC.
Oh.
And guess what? Steve knew that. So it's 3-2. Steve, you got to get this right, Tam, or Steve gets $100 of your money in addition to winning a great prize. Good luck, Steve. Tam, The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on the expose the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the actor who played Mark Zuckerberg is coming back. Who is that actor?
Jesse Eisenberg.
That is right. And Tammy forces a tie. And Steve, as I told you in the beginning, all ties go to Tammy. I'm sorry about that, pal. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Billy Currington and Kit Moore. They're going to be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, Steve. Have a great day at work. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Tammy.
We were having a conversation yesterday when we were kids. Was there anything more catastrophic in your life than getting an ice cream cone and then dropping it?
Ugh, the worst.
I mean, for a kid, you need grief counseling after that.
Mm-hmm. And producer Jessica posed an interesting question. What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream when you were a kid?
833-287-1037. Casey and Tierra Santa, what do you think?
That is a hard one. I would say breast milk.
Casey, do you mean spilling breast milk after you pumped?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm about to show my stupid man card here. I guess I just assumed there was an unlimited supply there.
It's
like, open up the tap.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just, So you run out of gas?
Sure. There's only so much you can produce at one time, John. It's not a faucet.
And then you just, Casey, it's just, what do you do then? It's like, what?
It's gone. It's like money down the drain.
Thank you, Casey. Let's see. What else? What else can be considered the equivalent, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone as a kid? You have a fresh drink and you spill it without even taking a sip and it's gone. I mean, that would be definitely the most obvious.
How about dropping your phone and cracking the screen?
Oh, man, I remember back in my Droid days, I got a brand new phone. I was on an appearance at Boot Barn. And, I mean, I'm talking, I had that phone for, I don't know, an hour.
Oh.
And I remember we had our station vehicle, used to be an old ambulance, and it had this big step on the back, and I kind of stumbled on the step, phone dropped, bounced off the step onto the pavement, and I watched my screen shatter. And that was an hour after I got my brand new phone. So, yes, I would say that is definitely the adult equivalent of a kid spilling their ice cream.
We're talking a lot about dropping things, but let's even go further than that. What about those big disappointments in life in general? So the one thing I immediately think about is you go to Target for one specific item, you get all your shopping done, you get in your car and realize you totally forgot to pick up that one specific item.
What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream as a kid?
There's so many options that fit.
833-287-1037. Give me one, Tam.
So maybe you've been binging a series and there's one more episode left and you're so excited to watch the finale and you get everything ready. You sit down. Maybe you got your popcorn or whatever kind of snacks you have.
Maybe you had a theme dinner around the finale.
And you sit down and your internet goes out. There's nothing you can do.
That ice cream's going to melt. It's going to be a waste.
It's done.
That is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream. 833-287-1037. Doesn't matter if you're 5 or you're 75. The disappointment is the same. What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid? 833-287-1037.
Shannon in Chula Vista.
When you pull up to the Costco gas station after waiting in line and realize you left your wallet at home.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, you were so ready. Thank you.
Apple wallet. Thank you.
Paula in Mission Valley. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you go get takeout and it's not as good as you thought it would be.
Oh, the disappointment you feel because you're so excited to have it.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Mark in Valley Center. What's the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid?
How about losing your brand new sunglasses?
Mark. Yeah, I know a little bit about that, don't I, Tammy?
Yes. One time you're blaming me. The other times are your very own.
Just burn money. That's a great one, Mark. Thank you. Craig is in PB. Craig, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid.
Oh, hey, guys. Good morning. So I live in PB, and I'm a surfer. Nothing worse than when you get a brand new surfboard. You don't want a ding on it at all. You stay away from everybody, but then you accidentally lean your board up against your car to take your wetsuit off. And the thing falls over on the pavement, and you're just, oh, my God, no.
That's a phone call we never would have gotten in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Thanks, honey. Kelly in Carlsbad.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Good morning, Kelly. What's the adult equivalent of spilling your ice cream cone on the floor when you're a kid?
I think the one I have is sending a text to the wrong person. We won't necessarily say inappropriate text, but, you know, that realm.
Yes.
To the wrong person, realizing it.
How inappropriate, scale of 1 to 10, was the text you sent to the wrong person?
I didn't say I did. I mean, I just think it. No, I'm just kidding. probably like an 8.
An eight out of 10 inappropriate?
Yes,
ooh, yes, Kelly.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, I know. I know.
Thanks, honey. Ignacio in Chula Vista, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone as a kid.
Easily spilling your margarita at the bar.
100%.
percent.
The just purchased Cadillac margarita.
Yes. Oh, God.
The best of the best with the Grand Marnier floating around
Oh. Debbie and El Cajon.
Lucky back in the day with locking my keys in my freaking car.
Oh, that's definitely that same feeling. Thanks, Debbie.
I think what we've learned here is that next time your kid spills his ice cream or her ice cream on the floor after just purchasing it at Handles, you look at him and say, huh, get ready for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Or you just have some understanding, John. Wow.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Warning, if Tam or I see you at Friday's John Party concert or at Sequan Casino Resort tonight for the River Concert Series, we might trade clothes with you. It's happened before.
It has. Joining us this morning is Annalise. Hi, Annalise.
Hi, how are you?
Annalise, what item of clothing of Tammy's do you have in your home right now?
Our hats. We traded hats.
So we were at the Dierks Bentley show, and I was introduced to Annalise, and she said, I really love your hat. I want your hat.
I want your hat.
It was so cute.
Annalise, does that work for you often? You just go to random people and say, hey, that's a really cool purse. I want that purse.
Honestly, no. I've never thought about it. It just happened in the moment.
It did. And so I told her, I'll give you my hat, but I need another hat to wear because I've been wearing it all day and I have bad hat hair.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to go without it.
Was Annalise wearing a hat?
She was wearing a cowboy hat. So she's like, okay. And we switched. And then Annalise goes, wait, which one is that? You wanted to make sure it wasn't like your favorite one.
Well, yeah, I have too many. So I wanted to switch. And then I was like, oh, well, like a moment. It's a memory that I have now. So, well, it's my favorite hat.
Is it really your favorite hat now?
Now? Yeah, I might wear it on the 4th of July. It's all red and cute.
That's so cool.
It is. The hat says, literally, just a girl who wants to have fun.
Perfect.
Do you have giving hat away regret right now?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. She was so excited to get it. And I also want to say, Annalise, if you want your original hat back, I will give that back to you.
Oh, she's so giving.
No, that's part of the story.
Right. A trade is a trade, Tammy.
Yeah.
Annalise, this is not the first time that we've given up clothes to random listeners. Early on in our time here in San Diego, I forgot where we were, but we were at a Gary Allen concert, and Tam and I ran into a young Marine, and we were talking, and he had a really cool T-shirt on, and
he did.
Had a really nice shirt on, and I said, I like your shirt, and he said, I like yours, too. And Tammy, because she's always the helper, says, you guys should trade shirts. Well, before I even know it, this strapping Marine rips his shirt off and hands it to me.
That's what I was going for.
Right. But here's the deal, Annalise.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the deal, Annalise. He was wearing a T-shirt. I was wearing a shirt, okay? The difference in price quite a difference.
You are giving it to someone who is serving our country.
Yeah, I know,
John.
That, Tammy, because you told me that right in front of him. You're not going to give me your shirt, John. He does serve our country. I mean, yes, of course I will. God bless America. Thank you for your service. Take my shirt and let me wear yours.
It's the least you could give him for payment for what he's done.
Oh, man. And Elise, enjoy that hat.
Oh, I will.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll see you around soon.
Oh, probably, most likely.
All right. Now Annalise is going to be like, what's she going to wear next?
Right. Oh, yeah, plan accordingly. I Boy, I sure do like those shoes. Bye, Annalise. Take care.
Bye. Have a good one.
If you knew how much that shirt cost that you made me get, that you forced me to trade.
I don't care. You gave it to a Marine. Doesn't matter if it was a $1,000 shirt. You gave it to a Marine. You gave it to someone who volunteered to serve his country and put his life on the line for you to be able to purchase that shirt.
You're right. 100% right. So easy for you to say. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Beth, who's in Oceanside. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hey, Beth, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, go take a break.
All right, good luck.
Beth, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy does. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. Custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are set to marry this weekend in Venice. It's going to be a star-studded event. What online company is Jeff the founder of?
Oh, I don't know.
The Boy Is Mine tour announced yesterday with special guest Kelly Rowland. What two singers will headline this tour and are behind the song The Boy Is Mine?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
Taylor Swift surprised fans at the T.E. and Friends concert in Nashville this week. Concert featured other country artists like Kane Brown and Chase Rice. What reality show was Chase Rice on before making it as a country star? Road Rules, Survivor, or Big Brother?
I'm going to go with Survivor.
Dermot Mulroney and his wife of 14 years are ending their marriage. In what movie does Julia Roberts try to sabotage the wedding between Dermot and Cameron Diaz's character?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Channing Tatum will star in the biopic Roofman, coming to theaters this fall. The movie follows a felon on the run from police hiding out in a Toys R Us store. What is the mascot for that store?
I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Beth, what's happening with you today?
I am sitting in the parking lot at work, about to go in.
Now, are you sitting just because you're doing this, or do you always sit in the parking lot? This is a conversation we've been having lately on the show.
I know. I heard the other day. I do it every day, just kind of get ready.
How long?
I would say about 15, 20 minutes.
Wow, I did not know this was such a thing.
You got to decompress before you go in.
I guess so, man. I guess so. I think probably because what we do, we decompress like right now. That's what we do.
Maybe,
I don't know. We have this vent, this microphone that we can vent through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
Beth did 1 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are set to marry this weekend in Venice. Lucky. It's going to be a star-studded. I want to go back to Italy so bad. It's going to be a star-studded event. What online company is Jeff the founder of?
Amazon.
He can buy Venice, right?
Probably.
Oh, God.
I know there's a lot of controversy over it because...
Over what?
Over the fact that they're bringing all these people in, and right now some places are feeling like there's too many tourists in their town. But what one of the things that I think is cool about this over-the-top, super lavish, like $40, $50, $60 million wedding, Jeff and his future wife are making charitable donations in honor of every guest who attends.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, no gifts. Well, no duh. What are they going to give them their Amazon wish list?
Get you a gift card to Pottery Barn, Jeff Bezos.
But I thought that was cool. I'd like to know how much money they're giving in charity, and I'm sure those charities are happy.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, it's 1-0. The Boy Is Mine tour announced yesterday with special guest opener Kelly Rowland. Two singers will headline this tour and are behind the song The Boy Is Mine.
It's Brandy and...
Come on. It's a huge song.
I know, and I can't remember her name, and I was just reading about it. Brandy and...
Brandy and Monica.
Monica, dang it.
Beth didn't know. 1-0. Taylor Swift surprised fans at the T.E. and Friends concert in Nashville this week. The concert featured other country artists like Kane Brown and Chase Rice. What reality show was Chase Rice on before making it as a country star? Road Rules, Survivor, or Big Brother?
Oh, what was he on? Was he on Survivor?
Survivor Nicaragua, aired in 2010. He was a runner-up. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Dermot Mulroney and his wife of 14 years are ending their marriage. In what movie does Julia Roberts try to sabotage the wedding between Dermot and Cameron Diaz's character?
My Best Friend's Wedding?
My Best Friend's Wedding. It is now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Channing Tatum will star in the biopic Roofman, coming to theaters this fall. The movie follows a felon on the run from police hiding out in a Toys R Us store. Who's the mascot for that store?
Jeffrey the Giraffe.
That is right. Beth didn't know. 4-1 final. Today, Tammy beats you, Beth, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Beth, you'll be going to see Kip Moore and Billy Currington at Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
Wow. Thank you.
Beth, I've got two pieces of bad news for you. Number one, you have to get out of your car and go to work. number two, I need you to say this.
Hi, I'm Beth from Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Aubrey is in Santee. Her boyfriend's going out of town with a group of friends. I'll say a group of co-ed friends. And Aubrey's not invited. And that does not sit well with Aubrey. Yeah. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
And Aubrey, it's not sitting well with you. Not so much about you not being invited, but because of one particular person who's going. Go ahead and share.
So my boyfriend's going out of town for the 4th of July, and I'm not invited, which that's fine. Like, we haven't been dating for that long, so I understand that. But there is someone going on the trip that my boyfriend has said he has had feelings for. And I'm not super comfortable with that. I don't know if I should ask for him to not go or to for her to not go.
Okay. So when you say feelings for, he said he had feelings for her, or he said she had feelings for them, or both of them did?
But she's had a thing for him.
Gotcha.
Oh.
And when he told you that, what was the context of that? Like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, that girl, she's always liked me. Or was it, I mean, how did that go?
It was kind of as an aside, you know, like, oh, you know, these people are going and this one, you know, she's got a crush on me. I still don't feel comfortable about it, you know. Like, why? Because he knows this, so she's either said something or she's made moves that are obvious enough to illustrate that. So
I'm trying to think, if I told Sam I was going on a camping trip or a vacation with a bunch of friends and this girl's there and oh yeah, she has a crush on me, I don't think she'd be happy with it.
Yeah.
I don't think she would. I don't think you're out of line, Aubrey.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. He mentioned it to you, and what does that mean? You know, is he like saying it because, like, whatever, she got a crush on me? Like, he's kind of bragging on himself, you know, in a fun way. Or I don't know.
Yeah, that's
man.
A good point. What, was his tone? Was his tone kind of jokey, or was it like, no, he was serious? She has a crush on him.
Well, it was kind of like, I feel like he felt himself to be kind of like a hot thing because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, John, in just being kind of that attitude, I can see you saying, yeah, she got the hots for me. You know, just saying it like to boost your own thing,
yeah,
right?
Clearly it wouldn't be true.
Okay, stop. But, I mean, you know what I mean? So that's tough.
All right. Well, you need to help Aubrey out whether she should love him or list him. It hasn't been going on that long, but long enough where, you know, she feels uncomfortable in the fact that there's going to be a girl that allegedly is crushing on her boyfriend. Aubrey, would you mind hanging out and see what our KSO and loyal listeners have to say?
Yes, I would love some advice.
833-287-1037. Aubrey wants some advice. Please help her out. Love him or list him. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
My boyfriend's going out of town for the 4th of July. I'm not invited. There is someone going on the trip. She's had a thing for him.
That is Aubrey. She's in Santee, and she is, well, slightly troubled by the fact that this is happening. Should she love him or list him? 833-287-1037.
Let's go out to Cynthia in Mission Valley. Cynthia, what is your take on Aubrey's dilemma?
I don't understand why she wasn't invited in the first place.
Like, that feels really weird and kind of sketch. And him saying that this girl has feelings for him, it all feels a little sketch to me.
Do you think that he's trying to give hints about something?
I kind of do. I kind of feel like he's trying to get out of anything that she might hear that might happen on this trip by saying, oh, well, that's all her. When he might, because, like, why wouldn't he just invite her?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, especially if they're committed.
You raise valid points. Thank you, Cynthia. Dorothy in Mission Valley, what do you think Aubrey should do? Her very new boyfriend is going away on a trip with a bunch of friends. One of them is a girl, and he mentioned that that girl kind of has a thing for him.
Well, I think she really needs to talk to him and set some boundaries for this other girl.
That's very valid and important, I think.
Yeah.
What kind of red flags does it raise for you?
I mean, all the red flags. To be honest, I would leave him, but it sounds like she's really into her boyfriend. And I just don't go. I hate to be the person to say it, but if she has feelings, like, what if this girl makes a move on him?
That's what I'm thinking, too. But she's got to definitely talk to and express her feelings about it.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%.
Thank you.
Aubrey's been waiting patiently. Let's go back to you.
All right, Aubrey, you've heard what everybody had to say. And I understand a little bit of reluctance to, like, make a demand because you haven't been dating that long and this is his longtime group of friends. But we also understand your trepidation and you've heard what everybody else has to say. What do you think?
So I think that it would be a good idea to have him set boundaries. Just kind of make sure that she knows that he's in a relationship and that nothing is going to happen and that, you know, she shouldn't do anything untoward. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how to broach that conversation, but I do want to have the boundaries.
You're the guy here.
Yeah. Oh,
how
thank
does
you.
She...
Go ahead. Wasn't
how,
prepared
how
for this.
How does she approach this to him without putting him off? Because they haven't been dating that long, so I get that. But she's uncomfortable.
Aubrey, you guys are committed. This is a committed relationship.
Yes.
You trust him.
I do.
Well, then...
She doesn't trust her. I get that. Right?
I feel good that he's going to stand by you and do the right thing. He's with you, not her.
You know, I think it's okay for her to say, I'm kind of worried about
100%.
It. 100%. Give him the chance to make her feel better.
He might get a free dinner out of the deal, at least, Aubrey.
That's true.
Listen, whatever you decide, we wish you well with your future with this guy. And feel free to clue us in as to how things go later on, okay? Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Aubrey. You bet. Take care. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, KSON.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.